Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Gospel in a Minute. Peter's second gospel presentation, which was precipitated by a miraculous healing, caused a great stirring among the people. It also greatly disturbed the religious leaders, the ones who had crucified Jesus. I read from Acts 4, 1 through 2. As they were speaking in the temple, the priest and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to them, being greatly disturbed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. That's the New American Standard Bible. The Sadducees were part of a sect that did not even believe in the resurrection of the dead. Principle: gospel proclamations upset some people while saving others. Jesus told his followers that he would cause division among people. I read from Matthew 10, 34 through 36. Don't imagine that I came to bring peace in the earth. I came not to bring peace, but a sword. I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Your enemies will be right in your own household. That's the New Living Translation. Jesus is a king. His kingdom is real and is opposed by the forces of evil in the world. People will come down on one side or the other. Those who appear not to care, the one Jesus called lukewarm, are actually opposed to the kingdom because they refuse to acknowledge and serve the king. We should not be surprised when we encounter hostility when we preach the gospel. In fact, we should expect it. If we properly present the gospel, we will stir things up, not because we're trying to cause trouble, but because our message is authoritative and demands a response of submission to the king. Some will respond properly, others will be hostile. At least the hostile ones are not lukewarm.